Progress check 3. Exercise 5, page 52.
Environmental journalist Adele Dixon has just published a book about why overpopulation is a key issue facing the world today. Welcome to the studio, Adele. What inspired you to write a book on overpopulation?
My parents were quite knowledgeable about global populations and consumption levels. It was quite a big concern in the 1960s and 70s. For some reason, people lost interest in the issue and just forgot about it. But my father still used to bring it up from time to time. He was a cattle farmer, and he would often talk about how the world would need more people like him to feed the increasing populations around the world. He would then explain that there would be no space for farmers like him to raise cattle because there would be too many towns to support the overpopulated world. So, overpopulation was always something I had in my mind. In the last few years, I've noticed that people are talking about it again.
Can you just give us a few ideas of what types of problems will arise because of overpopulation?
Well, all of our environmental problems are linked in some way. It seems that the common factor in all of this is mankind. Therefore, having more people on the planet is going to increase other environmental problems. Take climate change, for example. A larger global population will need to produce and consume more energy. There will be more waste, more pollution, and more environmental damage. Another concern is overconsumption. More people need more food. To make more food, we need to plant more crops, harvest more fruit and vegetables, and breed more animals for their meat. We'd have to overpopulate the world with farm animals. We'd be using more of the world's resources just for ourselves. It's not practical at all.
Many people have the idea that overpopulation means that there are too many people in the world's poorest countries, and that it's not a problem we have to worry about. What do you think of that?
Overpopulation is something we have to concern ourselves with, but not in the way that many people would have you believe. Why do some people try to convince us it's the fault of poorer countries? It's the rich world which overconsumes. The poorest people generally use less planet's resources and create far less waste and pollution. In fact, we've even seen how human populations can be beneficial to the environment. Take the Machakos region in Kenya. The area was on the verge of becoming a desert. With their increasing population, however, the local community were able to organize irrigation and water supplies to grow crops on the arid land. Looking at the Machakos region today, you wouldn't describe it as arid. This show, populate poorer countries can often be more self-sustaining than we can be.
That's very interesting. There are some controversial ideas for dealing with overpopulation. What would you suggest would be the best way to deal with this key issue?
Like you said, a lot of the ideas for tackling the issue of overpopulation are controversial. That's because they can be seen to discriminate against particular nations or people. We have to remember that our priority should be to protect other human beings while preserving the planet where we live. Increasing populations offer greater workforces and more brain power. They don't have to cause more environmental problems. We have to learn to reduce our energy waste, save our natural resources, and to sustain ourselves more locally. If everyone could live within their means, then a bigger population can be sustained without having a greater impact on our planet. For me, this is the key to tackling overpopulation. To provide people with the knowledge to help the planet and its increasing population to survive.
Okay, thank you, Adele.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And Adele's new book, which of course is printed on recycled paper, is called Overpopulation and is going to appear in all good bookstores this Friday.